Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, you have the option between these two women to be your wife. One is 25 with a notch count of 119, two children and 30 tattoos. The second is 20, but she's obese with a notch count of 0 with no kids. What's your choice? I say B with an added ketogenic diet. But when she loses the weight, she's gonna divorce you. Every man seems to think they can fix the fat one. Woman B is an investment, and woman A is a liability. Moving on, why do we have to pay taxes to the government, which is theft, when they can just print money out of thin air and steal our wealth through inflation? The answer is they steal from us both ways. Plus, many people say the tax revenue is much larger than the expansion of the money supply. That's wrong because, say you make $100,000 and lose $30,000 to tax, but if you've saved $500,000 in cash and the unofficial inflation rate is 8%, then you're technically losing $40,000 there as well. So basically, after your living expenses each year, you're losing money. Number three, we've got a pregnant couple and it looks like the baby is about to have a chin that resembles a cash register. Are they brother or sister or something that decided to mate? Someone should really tell them that stuff like that happens when they swim in the shallow end of the gene pool. Up next, dating in your 50s is like looking for a parking spot. The good ones are taken and the rest are either handicapped or just too damn far away. 50s? This is true when you're in your 30s. Why would you even want to date in your 50s? You should want to retire instead. And besides, a parking spot always opens up, but when you go there to park, the cars around it are right on both lines. So you're forced to get out of your car through the trunk or the sunroof. Number five is a liberal woman complaining it's too dangerous to walk alone at night. Yet she's signing a petition to release violent criminals. Welcome to what's going on in California and Canada right now. But I don't think this is what a liberal woman looks like. Because she has no tattoos, different hair colors, piercings, morbid obesity, etc. This woman looks like an AI-generated Margot Robbie. Moving on, the women in South Korea are boycotting men. It's gotten so simpy that there's a rumor in South Korea that the president was crying on television because of the reduced fertility rates. Considering that men outnumber women 2-to-1 on dating apps, and 60% of relationships start on Tinder or similar apps these days, that means that more women have gone their own way from men. Correction, more women than ever have gone their own way from beta men. They still want the alpha chads. Or in the case of South Korea, this is what they're looking for. Number seven, remember guys, she's a used up stork looking for an eagle that has to be at least 3 feet tall and have an 8-foot wingspan. Even though in her case, her kids, the porcupine belongs to Pookie and the rodent belongs to Tyrone and the lizard belongs to Ray Ray. The only thing missing are tattoos on this bird and changing her to a fat ostrich instead of a sexy stork. Up next, we have China comparing a leftover chicken wing to a leftover woman. She's a woman that's unmarried over the age of 27. They say that women are too picky and that the perfect man does exist. But the question to ask is, why would he want to marry you? The Chinese government even shames them and says that they need to keep up their appearance to help prevent their men from cheating on them. They also say edumacation doesn't make you attractive. And by the time she gets a PhD, she's already old like yellowed pearls. The West could learn from China, but if we do, our fertility rates will crash just as fast. Number nine is the battle between traditional and progressive gynocentrism to get the best men possible. The feminist tries to trap you through sex, and the trad wife tries to trap you through your stomach. Both try and tie you down to their plantation. In the end, they're the same woman in a different wrapper. Don't let them George Floyd you. Run, don't walk away. Moving on, we have the man that tackled the judge in court, returning to court to be sentenced. Looks like the judge gave him the full Hannibal Lecter treatment. They even gave him orange mittens. What is he gonna do if he has to scratch his scrotum? I would have loved to see them wheel him in one of those furniture mover dollies. This is what happens when you F around in finance. Number 11, we have Canada's Deputy Prime Minister. Basically Trudeau's right-hand so. And she kind of gives me the overweight Elaine from Seinfeld vibe. Only with unlimited power to make George Costanza's life a living hell. And in this case, George is the Canadian electorate. At least Elaine was doable. This woman might be Canada's Prime Minister in another year if Lord Trudeau steps down early. But I doubt it. Recently, she had a reporter arrested for the crime of asking her questions. Up next, in the near future, men will love robots, while women complain and shame men calling us pathetic virgins, and that lover bots normalize violence against women. But we all know what it's really going to be about. Women losing their minds as they have a hard time getting through the day without male validation. Below the post, I saw this impressive exchange with Brittany Venti saying, "Please date a robot. We don't want you in the gene pool." Axe Angela responds by saying, "We didn't want you in it, but here you are." Then she says, "We, you're a man. Will you take what you can get?" Angela responds by saying, "Any man that gets you should get a refund." I love when both sides are equal in their clever insults. It's most entertaining. Number 13, this is how Hollywood thought things would turn out. But in the end, we'll just make sweet, sweet love to those silicon-covered robots until most of the human race goes extinct. AI doesn't even have to make war to take the planet. All it has to do is give us men free love. In Canada, that robot would have to look a lot older to avoid the guy getting charged. Moving on, is this man a hero or a scumbag? Ryan Garcia waited until his woman had a baby and then announced his divorce to her an hour later. Now this woman is publicly shaming him for it. Either he wanted to see if the kid looked like him to prove paternity, or he didn't want her ending the baby before it was born, so he stayed married until it was born. Because then it would be considered murder if she did it. My bet is that the baby had a surplus of melanin. Number 15, we have Brian, and he's waiting for a woman for half an hour and looks stupid. She contacts him and tells him he's funny looking, too nice helping her out and paying for everything. Not to mention he works full time, which is annoying to her. She shames him for his virtues of being generous and chivalrous while basically breaking up with him at the same time. She's being a bitch, but it looks like he's the bad guy. Looks like today is the day that Brian stopped being a simp. Up next in Canada, we have this mom of three going hungry, so her kids can eat. Looks to me like she's obese and has plenty in her emergency storage. I guess she won't be voting for Trudeau either. She should blame Canadian Elaine. She's getting fat while Canadians are going hungry. And by the way, has anyone seen the kids? Are you sure she didn't eat them too? Looks like one benefit of inflation is the involuntary deflation of all the heifers out there. Number 17 is an example of what's possible with inflation. This image shows us that most people aren't unattractive, but are actually fat and inflamed. People say this isn't the same person, but it is with 100 pounds less. Just because she put the pin back on the fat grenade doesn't mean that when you get together with her, she won't pull it out again. You couldn't see her eyes in the picture on the left through all that fat, but on the right you can see that they're rather pretty. Moving on, I asked people what this is all about. People guessed it had something to do with the Jewish tunnel they found under Brooklyn, where three soiled mattresses and a high chair for feeding were found, which people claimed weren't there after it was clearly seen in the footage. I'll let you use your imagination on this one. Number 19, which way Western man? How about neither way? The one on the left is probably a guy pretending to be a gal running a financial scam, and the one on the right will file a false allegation on the first person that goes down on her Benjamin Regan. I'm getting tired of these trick questions where I show two women that are in essence the same woman in a different wrapper. But I'll keep saying it so that it sinks in for most guys. If East Asian women are so good, then why is their birth rate collapsing? Up next, we have a single-based guy in college that wore a wedding ring because it helped him get attention from women and dates. He was with dozens of them, and they all thought that he was cheating on his wife. When he told them that he was single afterwards, they were all outraged. Kudos to this guy for understanding and exploiting female nature, and then wrecking their self-worth afterwards. This is a god-level troll move. Hilarious how women throw themselves at committed men because someone has already done quality control. Number 21, we have a strong independent woman. Over 40 saying it's hard to find a boyfriend. She doesn't have children, cooks delicious foods, and has a big house. She asks if she's really that bad. What she doesn't understand is that men don't want to sleep with her house. She also won't accept a man unless he has an even bigger house than her and is attractive. And those men are less than 1%, and 99% of them want women in their 20s and 30s. Moving on is a poor guy that had to ask his fiancée to get engaged again after she had a traumatic brain injury and forgot who he was. That's the plot of 50 First Dates. Imagine if she had said no the second time. But if it were the other way around, a man wouldn't even have to be convinced. If he found a woman attractive once, she's the same woman, and he'll find her attractive again, unless of course she jumped on a fat grenade before it went off. The fact that a woman has to be convinced the second time shows us how indecisive she is when it comes to love. Number 23, we have four men that went to prison for January 6th. One wasn't even in town. Another got 4.5 years for sitting in a chair. But the person inciting the riot, telling the people to storm the Capitol, only received 12 months probation. Now that doesn't sound suspect at all now, does it? Looks like the US justice system has fallen. He's probably FBI and everyone knows it. Up next, we have a Lonely Fools creator saying that one of her teachers is now following her and commenting on her pictures. She didn't like him in school and is now crying. But why is she complaining when she got a passing grade? Look at it this way. He's probably laughing at her too hard to stroke it. It's too bad he can't offer extra credit, if you know what I mean. Number 25 and the last one, looks like Montreal police are saying not to post videos of thieves stealing your mail online from your porch, because it could be a violation of their private lives. It's not a fake story. I guess if you were wondering if Canada is a serious country, then here's your answer. It's too bad. Now let the thief file a police report and see what happens. I can just see it now. Hello, police. I trespassed and stole property, but the victim posted my picture on Facebook. I would like to charge them with violating my privacies. Looks like the Canadian dream is now just for thieves. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. And that's about it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.